Before Councilman John Cooper ran for mayor of Nashville, he was a perennial thorn in the side of metro government, giving a hard no to a number of the city's high-profile development plans and openly criticizing many metro agencies. It turns out all that naysaying resonated with the voters. As WPLN's Mayor Benight reports, Cooper came out ahead of incumbent Mayor David Briley in 85% of the city's precincts.
Cooper's success was, in part, his ability to channel residents' frustrations with the state of play in their neighborhoods. He went to the mat over the city's plan to build on Fort Negley. In Edgehill, he criticized a plan to lease part of a neighborhood park to Belmont University. And then there was the kerfuffle over the cherry trees and the NFL draft.
He's that guy.
That's Jim Gregory, an East Nashville community activist who works to preserve trees at risk of being torn down by development.
He understood the zeitgeist of the city and asked the questions that people wanted to hear answers to.
Gregory says Cooper was a spokesman for what Nashville's angry residents wanted to say but didn't have the platform to do it. Cooper's lead was especially large in African-American neighborhoods. Hamid Abdullah, who hosts the weekly radio show The Black Family Talks on WVOL, says Cooper tapped into the frustration Black Nashvillians feel about being left behind while the rest of the city booms.
For the past, 10, 15 years, everything has been in the downtown area and everybody's been benefiting but us.
Supporters across the city say his message about neighborhoods first and big business second struck a chord. When asked for comment, Briley's campaign said Cooper's pitch to neighborhoods doesn't reflect his track record, that over the past 2 years, he's voted against more than $600 million in neighborhood investments. It's true that if Cooper becomes Nashville's next mayor, he will have to start making plans rather than just saying no to them. For WPLN News, I'm Maribyn Knight.